first for inspiration and recognition of science and technology was founded in 1989 by an inventor, Dean Kamen. He said he wanted to get young people excited about and interested in science.
The robotics competition is about developing new engineers. And so they have the task of building a robot within 6 weeks that fits the parameters of the competition.
John Stevens, an international baccalaureate math teacher, is the supervisor of the robotics team at Richmond's Thomas Jefferson High School.
At kickoff, which happens at the beginning of January, we come together to hear what the assignment will be, and then we divide off into our teams and attack the problem.
This is the third time that TJ has competed.
The first year we came in almost dead last. It was really very difficult for us. The second year we came in 22nd place out of 60, and this year we're hoping to win.
The team captain, Kristen Sims, believes they've learned from their mistakes.
Compared to our robots that we made in the previous years, this one has thematics, the programming and everything already put together. Last year, our robot wasn't really complete until like 5 seconds before the competition. And this year, you can just see how the team worked together to build a unique and innovative product where we're just so confident in our work.
The theme for this year's first robotics competition is Logo Motion. What does the robot have to be able to accomplish?
The robot has to be able to pick up an inner tube, and it has to be able to put it onto some knives in the formation of the first robotics logo. And we have an arm that is going to pick it up and place it.
The biggest problem they faced? Team member Serafet Ajayo.
Designing an arm, because every time we came up with an idea, it would always be something that stopped us from being able to do our idea. So we had to come up with a good idea, then test it out and test it out and test it out until we got an idea that worked.
This is not a small robot.
The maximum height this year is 5 feet, so we're about 115 pounds at about 4'8", and the robot will extend up to around 9 feet. In length, and deploys a baby robot, actually, from its midsection.
Team member Rashika Robinson said that process led to the TJ robot's name.
We named it La Madre. It's Spanish for the mother, because we have to have a mini robot this year instead of the big robot, so we named the little one the baby, and then the big one the mother.
As enthusiastic as his students, Steven said working with the team is something he looks forward to. He was able to convince his sister, Leslie, to give robotics a try.
Before the robotics club, I didn't even know like what I wanted to do with my life, and I'm a junior, so it's really kind of scary. But now that I'm doing robotics, I feel like I really know what I want to do with my life.
Stevens noted that the Thomas Jefferson robotics team is unique in that until this year, it was an all-female team. This year, it's 11 females and one male.
Which is kind of unheard of. And then, you know, due to the makeup of the school, we're all African American.
Stevens thanked James Madison University for its sponsorship of the team and also the community for continuing to help to raise the money that it takes to support a successful robotics team at Thomas Jefferson High School. John Ogle, WCVE News.